Do you get lost in all of the information overload? Join me, Steve Lilly, with The Voice in the Wilderness for history, news, education, and biblical insights as we contend for fundamental Christianity and American freedom. This is News to Me.
UN Bias, UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Workers Agency for Palestine Refugees, is definitely not unbiased. According to UNRWA, staff members were threatened and coerced by Israeli authorities to make false statements against UNRWA, stating that the agency has links with Hamas and that staff took part in the October 7th atrocities. When asked to provide a copy of the report, their spokesperson said that she was not able to send it. Follow-up question was asked if the United States or the European Union are considered by UNRWA as terrorist organizations as designated by Hamas. Her answer, it's not listed by the United Nations as a terrorist organization. Israel's Defense Minister Gallant said that dozens of UNRWA employees participated on the October 7th massacre, which killed nearly 1,200 people and kidnapped more than 240. It was even reported that UNRWA employees celebrated the Hamas attack. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said the United States made an independent decision to temporarily pause additional funding to UNRWA while we review these allegations and steps the United Nations is taking to address them. We continue to emphasize the critical role UNRWA plays in the delivery of humanitarian assistance in Gaza and across the regions, and do not want to see these allegations undermine the efforts to provide life-saving humanitarian aid. We saw the announcements from the EU and Canada. UNRWA is the backbone of the humanitarian response in Gaza and plays a critical role for regional stability. It is critical. It does not collapse. Sweden and Canada planned to donate tens of millions of dollars to UNRWA. While nations are supporting UNRWA, watchdog groups are calling for the dismantling of the organization. Jonathan Kornikas of Foundation for Defense of Democracy said UNRWA staff have been exposed as members of Hamas and other terror organizations in Gaza, as well as active participants in the atrocities of October 7th. As long as UNRWA exists in the Gaza Strip, there will be no peace, no Palestinian self-definition, no stability, but only poverty, despair, and tremendous waste of human potential. UNRWA should be dismantled, and the international community should instead invest in the building of local organizations focused on the future prosperity of Palestinians in Gaza, instead of indoctrinating children to be terrorists and forcing Palestinians to live in a perpetual state of victimhood and misery. David Badin of the Center for Near East Policy Research stated that since 1990, Hamas has dominated UNRWA's unions in the Gaza Strip. He pointed to the elections in 2003 in which Hamas won 23 of the 27 seats, which was the fourth consecutive Hamas victory in the UNRWA elections. Because Hamas won all 11 of the teacher seats, they had control of the education in the Gaza Strip, which helped the group indoctrinate children to their religion and philosophy for the next several years. When I was a child, I remember hearing the phrase, "Get the U.S. out of the U.N. and the U.N. out of the U.S." I believe we need to push that once again. Let's get that corrupt organization off our shores and remove ourselves from it. And that is news to me. Another resource for you from The Voice. Packed full of wit, humor, illustrations, and important scriptures, this book is full of key biblical elements of a godly marriage and home that spans from the duties of the parents and practical discipline guidelines to difficult questions regarding divorce and remarriage. May we all say that our marriage is more precious still. A historic visit. Current Vice President Kamala Harris visited a health clinic that offers abortion services in St. Paul, Minnesota this week. This is the first believed visit of a sitting president or vice president to one such organization. Harris was greeted at the Planned Parenthood facility with signs that read, "Abortion is not health care." Harris stated following her tour that many women are undergoing silent suffering because of the attacks of their health, which is referencing the Supreme Court overturning of Roe v. Wade. Right now in our country, we are facing a very serious health crisis, and the crisis is affecting many, many people in our country. I'm here at this health clinic to uplift the work that is happening in Minnesota as an example of what true leadership looks like. Since the overturn of Roe in 2022, Harris has held more than 80 public meetings on the topic of abortion. The reason for this visit is an attempt to sway voters to the Democratic ticket in November. Meanwhile, Harris, who is the border czar, has visited the U.S.-Mexico border less than a handful of times. Talk about a healthcare crisis. Undocumented immigration, illegals, are crossing our border with who knows what kinds of diseases and infiltrating our cities. I don't blame them for wanting a better life, but we must also protect our nation from those who want to do harm to its citizens. By the way, abortion is not a healthcare issue, but an abomination before God. It is not a woman's right to kill the unborn, and that is news to me. Another great resource for you from The Voice. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is the story of Ellie and her brother who fought in World War I. Follow her story from a young girl to a grandmother and her family's connection with the tomb. Learn historic facts from World War I and take a brief tour of Arlington. This is a great resource for the whole family. Just a Missions Minute. This weekend we'll be sending out another box of John and Romans to the jungles of Colombia and Venezuela. The Voice has sent out hundreds of thousands of scriptures worldwide over the past few years. We pray that as God's word is sent to the jungle, that the light of Christ will shine in the hearts of the people there. How about you? What are you doing to get God's word to a lost and dying world? Comment below and let us know. On a personal note, when I was in college, it was understood rule that men were to hold the door for the ladies, or at least until another guy made it to the door. I was recently given a note by my youngest daughter stating that my wife and I were the best mommy and daddy. I asked her, "Well, why not daddy and mommy?" She says, "That's because ladies come first." How about that? Raising up a young lady to recognize that ladies come first. And that has been news to me.
70 years, the voice in the wilderness, contending for fundamental Christianity and American freedoms. Find more articles, sermons, and other resources at www.thevoiceinthewilderness.org. This is Steve Lilly, and that has been news to me.